Hello, everyone. I'm Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to the audio edition of my podcast. I truly hope that every time we connect, you feel empowered to embrace life and its challenges with the victory that comes from our Heavenly Father. I would love for you to join me every Monday at noon. We'll be streaming live on social media and at hogckd.org/BishopCMJameson. That's J-A-M-I-S-O-N. I can't wait for us to connect and grow. How? Together. Now let's grow. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Empowerment Podcast. And if this is your first time being with us, we welcome you as well. Well, before we begin our discussion, I'd just like to say that I truly hope that each of you had an enjoyable weekend, and we're looking forward to another great, successful week. Amen. Now, I just want to give you a brief definition of the word empowerment. And you can see how it's going to connect with our discussion on today. Empowerment is the process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. And we say it's a process, remember that. It's not going to happen overnight. If you want to become stronger, you want to have more confidence, it is a process. We take it step by step, but you will succeed. Now, today, we want to discuss, it's time for your comeback. Yes, it's time for your comeback. Now, let's grow together. Let's talk about time just for a minute or two. Time. You've heard that expression. Time is of the essence. That means it is absolutely necessary to meet a deadline if you want to succeed. Time is of the essence. Everything moves by or according to time. On your job, you have a time that you must be there. You have time for lunch break, a time when you clock out, for appointments, doctor's appointments. You have a time to be there, and it's absolutely necessary that you show up. Either if you don't show up on time, sometimes someone else can take your position that you had, or they will charge you for being late. Even if, consider our transportation. You've taken a flight out. They give you the time that the plane is supposed to leave. You can't play around with it. You have to be there. And they encourage you now to be there 1 or 2 hours ahead of time. Look at the sun, the moon, the stars. They move according to God's time. We have clocks and watches that assist you in keeping up with the time. And remember, you cannot turn back the hands of time. So in time for your comeback, in making your comeback, you must do it now. So what do you mean by comeback? Well, we have one or two definitions here. Comeback means to return to success. Or it can mean a resurgence. Or return to a former position or condition as a result of prosperity. Time is of the essence. Let's be about getting back to where we can succeed, back to that state of happiness. And in my working with this discussion for today, I was encouraged in the reading of Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28 and verse 37. And it reads, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors to him that loved us. And I say that with this lesson because when you're on your way back to something that's going to be a success to you in your life, sometimes you get fearful. You think, I can never make it. And Paul would, wrote about some things that can serve as distractions for us. But if you love God, and God certainly loves us, he said in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God. Now that's a condition. If you love God, God said you will keep my commandments. And he said that all things work together for good to them who love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. That's the second condition. Now, on your way back to your comeback, Paul has mentioned it. He reminded us that we are more than conquerors. He reminded us also that there are outside influences that affect us that could possibly separate us from Christ. He mentioned tribulations, distress, persecution, and that's hostility and ill treatment, persistent annoyance or harassment. He went on to mention famine or nakedness or peril of sword. But out of all of that, he said, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I want you to know, it's completely normal to stumble along your journey with God. But remember, he doesn't want you to stay stuck in those moments. You don't have to stay stuck in that time. But get yourself off. Brush yourself off and get back in the race. He has blessed you with the spirit of an overcomer, ready to rise above. You know, as I sit and reflect, I am reminded that regardless of how difficult situations may be at this exact moment, at this time, God will not allow you to be by yourself. God's Holy Writ reminds us in Hebrews 13 and 5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Oh, let's stop right there. What do you mean covetousness? The Lord is telling, the definition rather, is covetousness is a strong desire to have something, especially something that belongs to someone else. It's greed, grasping for that which is not yours. But he goes on to tell us, be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Whatever God has given you, be content with it. You don't have to desire the belongings of others, but be content with what God has allowed you to have. And the reason why we say be content, because some things that you may desire, God knew if he had given it to you, you wouldn't know how to handle it. So he gave you what he knew you could work with, and he says, I'm going to work with you on it. I won't leave you. I'm here with you. So when you're making your comeback, God is with you. So don't put someone else's light out so yours can shine. That's an example of being covetous. God does not want you to be a quitter because he never gives up on us. What did the scripture says? We are more than conquerors. We are encouraged that we are not quitters. God will not give up on us. So let us not give up on him. And 2 Samuel chapter 14, I believe it is, and verse 14 says, water is spilled on the ground, which cannot be recovered. But that is not what God desires. Rather, he devises ways so that a banished person does not remain banished from him. Sometimes, my friends, things happen in life, and it's like water has been spilled out, and there's no way in the world to get it back. How many of us have spilled a glass of water, and you realize, I can't get it all back into that glass? But God doesn't want you to worry about that. These things will happen in life, and there's no way, as I said before, in the world that you can get it back. And when this happens, when the enemy sees that you have spilled that glass of water and you are troubled about trying to get it back, get back on the right path, then the enemy whispers, it'll never be good, it'll never be right, and you will never be the same person. But you can tell them, no, I may not be the same person, because I am a better person. Now the Bible says, when you go through a spilled water scenario, you serve a God who creates a plan for the scattered to be gathered and brought back. That's God. When you have those problems, God has a plan for you to come back. God has a way of regathering, regaining, restoring, reclaiming, refreshing, and renewing your life. You ought to tell him thank you right now. No matter what happened, God says, I'm creating a plan to bring you back to wholeness. God always makes a plan of return. It's time for you to experience a comeback. Come back to prayer. Come back to faith in God. Remember that degree that you began. It's time to make your comeback. Finish it. The clock is ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock. That project that you began, which served as an inspiration to many, finish it. One example I want to share with you, I'm sure you all have heard. The prodigal son. He had to make a comeback, but he came to his senses. He left the best thing. He had a home that he didn't have to want for anything. He left the best person. He left his father. He probably thought that the grass was greener on the other side. But when he got out there, he found out that it was only artificial turf. He lost the friends who were only friends because of his wealth. He had to go to the hog pen where they pour the slop. And there he was with them as they ate. He thought, I don't have to do this. I'm going home. I'm making a comeback. I'm going back to my father. He has everything that I need. The clock is ticking, my friends. It's time for your comeback. Come back to happiness. Come back to success. It is time. It is time. It's time for you to experience a comeback. And you will be glad that you did. This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. We welcome you back next week on Monday at the same time, 12 noon. Blessings upon you all.